Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. Out there on the edge of the prairie. My hometown's been kind of gray and cloudy, sort of drizzly this last week, waiting for snow to come. We've had a little bit of snow, but not as much as we deserve. Meanwhile, we enjoy this gray weather. Scandinavian people are introverts, and so muted tones suit them very well. And they are coastal people generations ago, but still it's in our DNA. So we like it, mists and fog. It's a good time to stay home and do what you need to do. And then, of course, it makes the occasional blue sky even more wonderful. We live by contrasts, you see. That's the secret of happiness, that things are better now than they were last week. That's what we look for in Lake Wobegon. We can't have a steady run of good luck. And we're able to complain about gray weather, which is a bonus to complain about something that you enjoy. It's a beautiful thing. It's like rich people complaining about higher taxes. It's like a beautiful woman complaining about being self-conscious. We enjoy this weather, and we get to complain about it. And complaint is something that we do very, very well. Mrs. Hansen emptied her change jar on her kitchen counter. She does this once a year. Her mother did this for years and years. Every year she'd empty the change jar, and she took it down to the state bank to put it through the counter, and it came out to $496. And she takes that money, as her mother always did, and she gives it all to somebody anonymously, except for Luann at the bank, who has to cut the check. And this year, operating on a hunch, she gave it all to Pastor Liz at the Lutheran Church, and then put a note in, and she said, "This is for you, it's not for the church. Do something good for yourself and know that somebody admires you. P.S. I am not a guy." The Tollerudes were planning a sort of Mexican fiesta Christmas dinner, and they were going to have a taco bar and a piñata made out of Santa's face. And then their two girls announced that they were coming home from St. Olaf for Christmas break, and they were bringing a classmate from Brazil with them. And when they heard about the Mexican fiesta, they hit the roof. You don't bring a girl from Brazil up to central Minnesota to have tacos. It just doesn't work. She wanted to see an authentic Scandinavian Christmas, so they're going to serve the same pale food that they have despised, lo, these many years. And as for the lutefisk, they will just leave this up to her to decide for herself and have help ready just in case. Pastor Liz has guests coming for Christmas. She has guests that she was fairly certain nobody else would invite over, the needy, people who don't converse well, quiet people, people who don't use deodorant as much as they should. She's inviting Leroy, who is the sexton and who digs the graves in the cemetery, and his wife Naomi. She's inviting Myron, who is the head usher at the church, and who, to the best of her knowledge, has never ever sat down and listened to a sermon in 15 years. He always finds something else to do downstairs. He's busy, and then he comes back for the collection. She has a 23-pound turkey, which she got from Mr. Lyle Stensrud's freezer after he died, and the family gave it away. So they'll eat a dead man's turkey and have potatoes and squash and pumpkin pie and all of it. And when she got this check drawn on the state bank for $496, she thought about it. And she called up a liquor store in Minneapolis, and she got two bottles of Barolo, red wine, 1988, and she got a 40-year-old port. And they arrived the other day. She doesn't know if these people drink wine. And Viola Torres, the city clerk, who suffered a slight stroke and now is searching her mind for words like proceedings and taxation. And she doesn't know if they like wine, but she likes the idea for Christmas of putting the best in front of people, whether they know it's the best or not. The sun went down at 4:30 every afternoon at this dark time of the year, and off in the distance, if you listened carefully, you could hear people practicing their Christmas carols in the basement of the school. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.